Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Good morning.
How are you doing today, John Mark?
Grand, just grand. And you have brought a guest with you today.
I have brought a guest. I brought Monty Hobbs. He's the Delta County Emergency Management Coordinator for the past 5 years in our county, and he's been doing a lot of good work helping us get some grants. So,
Monty, welcome.
Thank you.
And you're always welcome here, and hope you'll come back again soon. But we haven't even talked yet, and I'm already talking about coming back.
There you go.
So what does the Emergency Management Coordinator do precisely?
Oh, there's several things. I try to prepare the county. They call it mitigation for any sorts of disasters that may happen. Because of the way that we're funded, primarily we do what they call a pot or point of dispensing in case of a pandemic of some sort. We have to inoculate or medicate the entire county. I arrange that and get it that set up and train the staff for the pod.
So you're concerned not only with potential fires or things like that, but medical issues
exactly.
as well. Things, you know, outbreaks of disease,
exactly.
perhaps. Well, so lately you've been focused on various aspects of the work that fire departments do in Delta County.
Yeah, that's an important part of it. What it is, we have a an emergency operations center. We've never really had one that we could stand up and function as an emergency operations center. So that's what I'm trying to do now with the help of the Delta County Fire Department. We've located the center or the EOC at the fire department, which helps out because we can't afford the luxury like a lot of larger communities can of having an EOC that's a standalone and it's never used except for training or in time of disaster. It needs to be dual purpose. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to upgrade it communications-wise this year. So it will not only serve as an EOC, but in those times when we don't need it as an EOC, it helps the fire department and the sheriff's department by having better communications and having better control of the responders on the ground, keeping them safer and more efficient.
We're talking with Monty Hobbs, and Monty is a Delta County Emergency Management Coordinator, and Cindy Roller, editor of the Cooper Review, is here as well. Now, you're concerned right now because your FEMA grants that you kind of depend on have been cut a lot
right.
this year.
Right.
And you're going about the process of trying to make up for that.
Right. What I've done is they cut us 63%, so I'm trying to make up that 63% to fund the projects that we have. So I've already been able to talk to the Delta County Commissioners. I've been able to talk to the ISD Board. And they've both approved already funding one-third of our funds that we need to complete the project. This coming Monday, I'll speak to the City Council of Cooper and ask them if they can jump in with us and supply one-third of the missing funds, and because everybody's going to benefit from it.
Yeah.
So
63% is a big number.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
And but you're in the same boat with a lot of other organizations in Northeast Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Well, haven't heard much about that until just now. What are some other aspects of emergency management that you're responsible for?
Until just a couple years ago, we had one warning siren in the county, and that was on a water tower behind a sheriff's station, where we were able to come up with the funds to buy four renovated sirens. They've been spread around the county. But as of right now, if a storm comes in, we have to have someone standing at the base of each siren. So if we need to activate it, they push the button right there. So they're exposed, you know. And so that's what I would like to take care of this coming year with the grant we're starting to work on now is getting radio-controlled activators for all the other sirens.
Yeah. Delta County's a small county, but one siren probably still is not going to cover the whole
county. No, it's not going to do it. Yeah.
But you say you have four now.
Yes.
Four sirens.
Yeah.
Cindy, the time remaining, saw a couple of things. One thing in particular on the Facebook page for the Cooper Review, aerial photo of the Pilgrim cotton gin out
yes.
there north
PPF,
of.
Yeah.
And
yes.
it looks like it's been a big year for cotton.
It's been a great year for cotton. They've got all the cotton they can handle, it looks like. So, yeah, it's they've wrapped them in these nice little yellow outer wrappings, and you can see them from miles away. So it's just rows and rows of cotton. So it's been a good year.
So cotton is making a comeback in Northeast Texas, in particular in Delta County. You can see it there at the gin. And then you say that there's bell ringers are needed for the Salvation Army.
We are definitely looking for volunteers to ring the bell. They ring the bell in front of Delta Supermarket, which is just off the square. And you can contact the First United Methodist Church, Sue Craig, or volunteer Neil Clark. Either one of those people can help you get signed up to ring the bell. So we're looking forward to some good donations. And what's great about that, it all stays local.
Cindy Roller, editor of the Cooper Review, and Marty Hobbs, Delta County Emergency Management Coordinator. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us today.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
And your start of the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.